Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, are you stressed? A meditation practice can lead to increased joy, happiness, peace, better health, and meaning in life. And from stressed to blessed, five simple steps to learn meditation and change your life by Cynthia Chase. You will learn the art to transform your life. Cynthia was born and raised in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. She holds a degree in political science and a master's degree in counseling psychology. She specializes in clinical and medical hypnotherapy and has expanded her practice to include various healing practices. She's a member of Celebrating Life Ministries. Cynthia resides with her husband Robert in the Gold Country of Northern California. Is Cynthia Chase, author of From Stressed to Blessed, Five Simple Steps to Learn Meditation and Change Your Life, is our guest on This Week in America. Cynthia, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's my honor to be here with you.
Well, it's a privilege to have you here to help people transform their lives. And I'm taking notes as well as we go through the conversation here today. Are you stressed? I'm sure everybody was nodding their head in agreement as I was asking that. How did you become involved in meditation? Let's go back to where this all began and what you went through. Where did this start for you with meditation?
It began many years ago, and I was a graduate student in Santa Barbara at Pacifica Graduate Institute studying clinical psychology with emphasis in depth psychology. And at the same time, I was going through a divorce. I had four young children. And that was a recipe for stress.
Oh, yes.
And I was just kind of trying to get some information on ways to deal with it and keep my family whole and healthy. And a friend suggested that I learn meditation. When I returned home, I checked it out, looked it up, and found a gentleman who taught meditation, who was an expert at it. He's well-traveled, well-educated, and after going to classes for about two times, I was taken by it, and I began my practice every day, twice a day. A lot of people just do it once a day, and that's perfectly fine. You do it and fit your schedule. And it changed my life because I had a calm way of being and dealing with any situations that came up for me. And to this day, I still practice meditation and have found that what it offers me, I feel could be offered to other people in the way of turning your life around and giving you a new perspective on life.
There's so much there in what you just said, and we've got plenty of time to talk about it, but the fact that in the beginning you started to see changes, what those changes have been in your life, and the fact this is ongoing for you, and we'll get all of that in our conversation today, all of that and more in Cynthia's book, From Stressed to Blessed, Five Simple Steps to Learn Meditation and Change Your Life. Her website is CynthiaDChase.com. Book available, Amazon, usual places, and we've got a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are the benefits in the practice of meditation? What are the benefits that really turn lives around for people?
By beginning a practice in meditation, you can begin to feel a change. You know, within the first handful of sessions that you try, you notice that you are calmer in how you approach life. You become a good listener, and you don't experience the type of stress that in the same way as perhaps you would have at another time. This is how it calms you. And in terms of, let's say, illness and let's say being frightened by tests in school and things along those lines, it just gives you a calmer presence. When I meditate, I do breathing exercise prior to that to bring my awareness into my body as opposed to having my head full of all thoughts that would normally run through people's minds.
Oh, yes.
And I Yes, and I still have thoughts go through in my mind after all these years from time to time, but I know where to direct them and what to do. So I encourage people to, if they read the book, to check out how to begin meditation and the thoughts. There's nothing wrong with this. If we could all just totally clear our mind, it'd be wonderful. And you do begin to learn to do that with meditation. You end up feeling you're in the present, and I call it the presence of God, of Source. And with that, it's just total calm and a sense of bliss at some point, because you're growing your spirit as well as working on your life, and growing your soul is a better word. It just helped me in so many ways at different times in my life, in terms of how I am with my children. After I'd practiced for a little bit, people began to notice a change in me. You know, what are you doing?
Interesting.
How is it that you're so calm? Yes, yes. And so, you know, I appreciate that, because what I practice now, others can see and feel.
That's amazing, the impact it has had on others in relationships. And the book is From Stressed to Blessed, Five Simple Steps to Learn Meditation and Change Your Life by Cynthia D. Chase. Her website is cynthiadchase.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You said something there interesting when you were talking about prayer, the spiritual aspect of this. You have a number of quotes in your book. One review talked about one that really jumped out at them. Prayer is the time you talk with God. Meditation is the time God talks with you. Talk about that, because that's really key to this, isn't it?
It is, yes, very much so. And for me, that's real. When I pray, it's something that I am doing, and it's intentional thought and speaking with the divine. When I meditate, I calm myself by breathing, and I sit and I listen. And many a time, information comes to me. And I guess you could say your intuition really grows as you are practicing meditation as well. It helps you to grow spiritually. And so, That's how it works. It has a life of its own, but prayer and meditation are two different things. I once had somebody ask me, can you pray and meditate at the same time? And I said, well, personally, I don't think I could, and I can't speak for other people, but I like to think meditation is the time when God is talking with me.
Very interesting. Cynthia D. Chase, our guest on the program, her website, cynthiadchase.com, book From Stressed to Blessed. How long does it take to learn meditation? Some people probably listening and thinking, I would like to try that, but boy, I don't have months to spend trying to learn this. How long does it take to learn meditation where you actually start to see a transformation, you start to see your life changing in a positive way?
The practice only takes one time. And it's in the book. It's a very small book with the directions on how to learn meditation. And you'll begin to see, notice differences. I did after the second time of meditating because of some things that came to me that helped me to see what it was doing for me. And so with the five simple steps, you can practice it on your own. That very same day, you'll just find that the more you practice it, the deeper you go within.
One of the reviews called it wonderfully simple way to learn meditation. And that's one of the benefits as you read the reviews and you look through the book. This is not 127 simple steps to learn meditation. This is down to five, and you can learn that. And something else that you get in listening to others and Cynthia talk about it is this sort of immediate response. You feel like it's working, and you want to continue with meditation and learn more about it. The book From Stressed to Blessed by Cynthia D. Chase, our guest on the program. You touched on this before. How did this affect you personally, your personality, for example?
Oh, I became more of an observer no need to talk all the time and have something to say every time. That, as I said earlier, you become a good listener, you're a good observer. And it gave me confidence, I guess, to just be okay with who I am, to really try to stay in the present moment, as Eckhart Tolle would teach. And that's what life is all about, is stay in the present, because the past is behind you and the future is ahead of you. When you're in the moment, that's when you have the greatest awareness.
That's another one of the, I'm sorry, finish that thought.
Oh, it's just a wonderful feeling to be in the present and not be having all those thoughts run through your head, as I do from time to time still. Have to calm myself back down.
We all do. It's like 12 voices in your head telling you to do 12 different things. And it's like, wait a minute, multitasking is one thing. This is ridiculous. I can't handle this. And again, so many quotes in the book, and one you have in there, when you make the present moment the focal point of your life, instead of past or future, your ability to enjoy what you do, and with it the quality of your life, increases dramatically. Just expand on that just a little bit, because that's so important. We're living the moment now, but we're thinking about what we screwed up yesterday or what lies ahead 2 days from now in a doctor's visit. Talk about the power of just appreciating the present.
Okay. I'll try to describe it the best I can. When I am in the present moment, I feel a spaciousness around me. And in terms of describing it, you feel like you're just in the presence of something very important, and it's you in this presence, and in the presence of the divine, or with whatever name you want to call this. And it's very calming, and when things come your way, you deal with it without the stress that you may have prior to learning meditation. Breathing techniques are also very important. And I say that because before you go into meditation, as you're learning, breathing helps you to calm your body, especially calm your mind. And then we shift into the practice of meditation. And this helps, let's say you're at work and all of a sudden you've got 10 papers on your desk you have to complete by the end of the day. And you learn that to begin to breathe, breathe in through your nose and out through your nose and your mouth, whatever you're most comfortable with, helps you to be calm, and you can handle this stress in a different way. Many different aspects that you can apply this to in your life. I have some family issues going on now. I have 5 adult children, and some issues with them health-wise. And this is when meditation certainly helps me.
Yes. And we all go through, and I hope your situation works out in a positive way, and we all go through situations like that, and it's difficult to accept and to appreciate life and to go forward. By the way, breathing is one of the 5 simple steps, a whole chapter devoted to that. I say a whole chapter. It's not going to take you 3 days to read. This will tell you the right way to do this if you are fearful that, okay, breathing is one thing, but I'm sure you have to do it properly. And if Cynthia takes us by the hand and leads us through that. Could you share a brief meditation exercise with those who are listening to the conversation? Don't want to give away too much of what's in the book, but just something basic that would help us and open up our minds to the concept of meditation and the role it very well could play in our lives.
I would be delighted to share that. And the reason I wrote From Stress to Blessed is because I wanted to help people. I wrote it when COVID first began, and you could see the stress of people all around you. So I wanted to help out by giving people this. So let's begin by very gently closing your eyes. Take in a deep breath and exhale. I exhale through my nose. Take in another deep breath, very gently and smoothly. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just rest in this for about the next 30 seconds. I invite you to place your hand or your hands over your heart, eyes still gently closed, and notice what it is that's going on inside of you. Did you happen to notice in that very short time that there was a bit of a silence that came in?
Yes, it seemed like everything stood still, didn't it?
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Yes. That's how it should be. It stands still. And you begin to grow from that point in the presence. And you can do it any time. And that was just very short, very, very short way to begin your practice. Just an idea. But thank you for offering that.
Well, it's so important to help people. You were doing that in the book, and we've got 20 minutes or so to talk about it and to leave people with something positive. The full book, From Stressed to Blessed, 5 Simple Steps to Learn Meditation and Change Your Life. It's a very simple read. It's easy to implement. Just to read the reviews, and you'll decide this is a book that I'm going to read, and it could change my life around, turn it around. Cynthia Chase is our guest. Our website is cynthiadchase.com. Part of it in the book, in the back, you've got pages for journaling. How important is that? What's the reason for the journaling as part of this journey?
It helps to support your practice. Not everybody does this, but some people are really into journaling. And if you can draw a picture, write a note, words can be written down that came across as you were meditating. And you can see from the beginning to a few more practices of sitting how everything has changed and is changing and will continue to change. And nothing is stagnant. It continues to change. I just like to say also, I wrote this book for people from the ages, I would say from 12 on up, in very simple language. In such a way that everybody could understand it. So that was just what I wanted to have behind the book, was reach out to anybody and everybody who could use it in their life.
And it's interesting because this is for everybody, as you mentioned, from 12 on up, and, you know, I'm in the up category, and you can still learn something, and you're looking at that, and it's like, yeah, that could... That could be a key. As we mentioned, some of the causes of stress, I understand stress can manifest itself differently. What are the types of stress, and how important is it that we know the difference between these so we know how we need to try to counteract that?
Well, you know, perhaps stress and getting ready to take a test is different from the stress that you would experience if you have somebody that you love, a beloved, dying. That's very different. But when you learn meditation, the application is exactly what you need, because you know that you're in the present moment and you've learned to cope with things in a different manner. You learn resilience, really. And it just helps people in many different ways. It helped me when I was going through a divorce. For instance, it helped me when my parents died. It helped me as we moved a couple of times and all new people, new jobs, new places. Those are very simple things. You can put it into your life in whatever way you feel is best for you.
We're talking about the book From Stressed to Blessed with Cynthia D. Chase, the author. Her website is cynthiadchase.com. A lot of great information on the website about the book and a blog there as well, which will open up a number of areas that are so important to your life, and you'll read that and benefit from reading her blog on her website as well. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Of course, you can order it at her website, cynthiadchase.com. Couple minutes left in the program. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners about meditation and how it's for everybody and it can work for you?
Right. It's for everybody. They're beginning to teach it in schools now, in elementary schools. So imagine growing up with the knowledge, not knowing it's meditation, but with the knowledge of knowing how to just sit and be in the present, and how it expands your mental capacity, your spirituality, how it already helps you with stress. I know of some teachers that have the kids sit and begin breathing if they notice that there's something going on in the classroom. It brings them back to the moment. I just think it's very valuable in that way. A lot of businesses have people come in to teach meditation so that their workers begin to come into work in a different way. And it's universal. Everywhere it has been practiced. So many wonderful leaders and teachers who know it.
I want to slip this in. I've got about a minute or so left here, but I think it's so important. Is there a specific time of day? Is there only a time of day or you can do this? You just sort of did the example there for us. I'm thinking as you're maybe about to enter a meeting that could be tenseful, you want to separate for a couple of minutes and get yourself in the right frame of mind. Do you need to do it at the same time every day, or can this be done almost spontaneously when you really need to settle down and get in the right frame of mind?
All of that.
Okay.
It's great to have a practice around the same time every day. I started out doing it twice a day, and I think that's what really helped to support me in having a very successful practice. And I suggest if you can begin with 20 minutes, that's a long time, but set it aside for yourself if you have a family. It'll make a difference for your family as well. If you can't do it for 20, do it for 10. Can't do it for 10 minutes, do it for 5. Every little bit will help you. As for time of day, gosh, it just depends on your schedule. What part time of the day is best for you? I find morning is best for me before the busyness of the day comes upon me. And it's easier to settle down.
Yes.
But certainly, as I was talking about the breathing, just remember to breathe deeply when you begin to feel the stress, and that brings back your knowledge of what your practice has brought to you. And it helps to settle you in. It's helpful in so many ways.
Well, it's helped so many people by unlocking meditation. They've entered into a new world, a sense of joy, a sense of happiness, a sense of peace. It's all laid out for you in a very simple, easy to read, doable book, From Stressed to Blessed, 5 Simple Steps to Learn Meditation and Change Your Life, by Cynthia Chase, our guest on the program. Her website, CynthiaDChase.com, and of course, information on our website. Cynthia, a pleasure having you on the program. Time is going by too quickly. Love to be able to do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I am honored, and thank you for having me. Have a good day.
It has been our pleasure. You as well. Our guest on the program, From Stress to Bless, the author, Cynthia Chase. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.